We on Daf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph. Omar around 10 lines from the bottom. Omar Shmuel Kol Yoshev Betaynis Nikra Chayte. That a Yoshev Betaynis is a Chayte. Sova Ki Haytane. Tesanya Rabbeloza Akapa Berebi Yomer. Ma Talmud Loimer Bechipa Olav Mashachot Ala Nefesh. By a nozer it says that he brings a korban, and that's mechaper ashachot al nefesh. Chbi eize nefesh chotoze, which nefesh did he, was he a choyte? Elo shetzir atzmei min hayayim. So this is a maimah from a belozer a kapo, that is the chet of a nozer, that he has to bring a korban, shetzir atzmei min hayayim. So now, Shmuel said as follows, v'lei dvorim kal v'choymer, ומאזה של היציר עצמי אלו מן היין נקרא חייטה, ומצייר עצמי מכל דובו ודובו, הלחס כמה וכמה, סבד גביס יזכור את החייטה. רבו לא זרעים נקרא קודש, רבו לא זרעים יזכור את הקודש, שנאמר קודש יהיה, דדל פרס הראשוי, היא זה קודש. So a person who fasts is called a Kodesh. A person who was Mitzayer himself from one thing, Nikra Kodesh, a Mitzayer Atzmoy Mikol Dova Alachas Kamo Vekame. So Vada Gevis is called a Kodesh. Vilishmuel Ha'ikra Kodesh. So the Gemara asks, and what did Shmuel do with this posik? We see he's called a Kodesh. Ahu agidol perakoi. This is going on the hair. Kodesh he a gadol pera, that the hair is also bano, but not that he's a Kodesh, he's a chayte. Ola belozo honikra chayte. I calls him a chayte. Ahu desoiv nafshe. That means with the posik is speaking about a nozotome. Nozel Tomei is a chayte, he was metam himself. The Gvura Sari says that Shmuel did not want, even though the chayte that's pashte dekro, that it's speaking about a nozel Tomei, but Shmuel said it's speaking about the pesa pisaim, it's speaking about a fila anonus, a fila who he was nitma ba'inis. So ba'inis one doesn't bring a kolben, he's not called a chayte, it's a kolchoch, the chet is not. The chet is not for being the tam himself lemeis. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the Rashi's are shalei keseda, but we'll learn all the Rashi's the way they're written. L'shmul kodesh yiye agadol perakoi. That was the kasha. Shesare yosar bahano, abu hu atzmoi lenikra kodesh. He's not called a kodesh. L'rabolozo chayte desoiv Kitagume, he was metam himself. Mashachot ala nefesh, pshata mikro al shenitma b'meis. That is the chet of a nozer tome. V'chi be'ez a nefesh chotoze, mi horag shenikra chayte, who did he kill? Chayte is missing an elo. Elo shein mitzvah letzair atzmoy. There's no mitzvah that a person should be mitzair himself. Kedemrinen tzadiki iochli hayalme misoni lub mseches hayrish. There's no mitzvah to be mitzayer. Kaket, not only is there mitzvah, it seems there's a chet. Nikra kodesh. Now we're going to Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Lozo says he's called a kodesh. Reisha deko kadorish. The kodesh here, period. Now Rashi is going on a tainis. He says, Nikra Kodesh is going on a tainis. And then he darshan by a nozer. Bishvil shemitoich kach mismalken avinoisov. Rashi is explaining why is he a Kodesh. Shemitoich kach mismalken avinoisov shemisanem. It's mismalken avinoisov. Now I'd like a little to elaborate on this inyan. The Balatanya Nigeres HaTshuve writes as follows. Mitzvahs Tshuve min HaTorah hi Azives HaChet Bilvad. The Iker Tshuva Mina Teirik Ad Rav Chaim Volozhiner says the same thing. Zaziva Sachet Dahainu She Yigmer Beliboy Belev Sholem Leval Yoshev Oid Lekislo. That means that includes a Kabbalah Lahaba. That's an Aziva Sachet Yazev Rosha Darkoi. He there's a Gmiras Das that he won't do anything wrong. And that's the Iker Tshuva. V'loi kedas ahamoin shatshuve hi atainis. No, that's not tshuve. V'afilu mi sha'ova al krisus o misis bezn, shegmar kaporose hu al yedei yisurim. So we see you need something more than tshuve. Hainu shakodish bochu mevi all of yisurim. That means that what Chazal tell us, that chayve krisus o misis bezn, is Yisurim Mimar, Chayvi Krisis, is Yisurim Mimarkin, that means the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring Yisurim, but he doesn't have to be Mekabel Yisurim, he doesn't have to fast. Yeah, and Fakert, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mekabel his Tshuva, and the Rabbeinu Shalom wants that he should be Nigmar, the Kapor on this world, so the Rabbeinu Shalom sends Yisurim on it. Umasha Omar B'yoyol, Shuvu Odai B'chol Levavchem B'tzoyim U'bevchi. We see Yoel mentioned tshuva with tainis. Hainu levatel hagzeiro shenigzero lemarek avoin hador ayidei yisurim ba'arbe. That means the Rabbeinu Shlom was going to send yisurim on the door. That's to be memarek, that's the gemar kapore. And with the tainis, they could be mevatel these yisurim. That is pshat. V'zehu hatam b'chol tayni yoshem isanim. And that's pshat in all tanaisim. The tanis is pshat that if you need yisurim to be memarek, the kapore, so memelo, the tainis that I'm a kabbal on myself, can be mevato those yisurim. And I'm yoitza with my kabbalas yisurim. Uma she'omru b'sifrei ha-musa, zalt the loshen of the Balatanya, Uberoishom b'sefer harikeyach b'sefer chasidim harbei taniyot, that the cheshbonis for this chet you need so many taniyotim, haynu kidei linotzel me'oinish yisurim shalmaylo. It's also to be nitzel me'yisurim shalmaylo, me'oinish yisurim shalmaylo. Ulemayel gemar kaporas nafshay. So that is what the Balatanya says. Be'emison, I found the same thing in a tshuva from the Eir Zarua. The Eir Zarua, Chelek Aleph, Tavchofam et Beis, is a merdik a tshuva. And the Eir Zarua says as follows. Echot chai vi laven ve'ese, ve'echot chai vi krisis o misis bezden, bein shehizit, bein sheshogach. So we're speaking about Chai v'krisis, chai v'misis bezn, shehizit, or shogak. Miyad, kshehirer tshuve, nakochos tehirer tshuve, mistom is gonna change. Harei hu tzadik gomo l'chol ha-teire kula. Zok the Eir Zarua, with tehirer tshuve, is a tzadik gomo l'chol ha-teire kula. Elo, and that's the rai from the Gemara. The Gemara says in Kedushin, that if a person was Mekadosh Ani, Shamanash Ani Tzadik Gomo, Afal Pisho Yorosha Gomo, these words Gomo, Ameiridik, Gomo means Ganson. He was Yorosha Gomo, and he made it Naimanash Ani Tzadik Gomo, Tzachoshish and Lugdushin, Shema Hira Bali Belasish Tshuva. Fine. So he's a Tzadik Gomo. Elo, Shetzorich Litzayer Esatzme, that is the Ruas, he has to be Mitzayer himself. Why? Lehiskapa loy al mashik varoso. He has a peckle that he has to take, what his matzav is, he's a tzaddik. And all the milus of a tzaddik he has. But he has a peckle that he was over, and has to be taken care of. So that's why he has to be mitzayah. V'hod isa b'chai v'esa shimosa tshuva shein zoz misham ad shemoich l'mloi. V'aistais the other things, you have to do more. Heinu shemoichlo loy gam gufa ovoin, shen tzorich loy tzoyim v'loy kolben liskapra. Befshat. Chayvei eser, he doesn't have a peckle. Tshuva takes care of everything. He doesn't need a tzoyim to take care of everything is taken care of. Avol shara veiris, miskaprim, that you need the kolben, tainis, heinu hakel lishaova. That's everything lishaova. The Kaf HaChayim brings down the Prima Godim. That's Claude, the Lashon Prima Godim, that's what he brings it down. He brings down that what Rashi says, Rashi says, Shemishkoich kach, he's a Kodosh, Shemitoich kach mismarkim avoinoisov shemisane. The avoidance become mismarik. So the Kaf HaChayim says, he brings up him to God, Heino oisam avoinois, she yesurim emarkim, is goimri miruk ayidei tainis. That's what the tainis is. This is mamish, they all say the same thing, that the tainis is in place of the yesurim emarkim. And the emesim, the Rabbein Yoinen, shari tshuvi, shari dalet, they should base as the same thing. V'chein yosim v'mokim yisurim, he's speaking about chayve krisis, tzoymois v'taniyois u'meniyos navshay minatanugim. That can be megan from the yisurim. Now, l'chayre, we have to understand Rabbi Lezer says that, first of all, you have to understand the Ivre. Rabbi Lezer says he's a Kodesh. Why is he a Kodesh? So Rashi says, Shemitoich kach mismalken avinoisov shemisane. L'chayre, if you'd ask me, I would say he's a businessman, not a Kodesh. That means he has a peckle. The Prima Godim says call like that. He was over averis that yisurim memarkin. So he's thinking a cheshbon, should I leave it up to the Rebbein Shom to give me Yisurim, or should I be menake these Yisurim with Tanesim? So it's leinzach the fast. So, and we'll see later in Halacha, I leinzach the fast. So l'cheira, why is he a Kaddish? L'cheira is a businessman. Al-Kochach, you have to say, l'cheira is called a Kaddish, because Kolzman, he doesn't have the Yisurim. That's true. It could be a gewaldike cheshbon. It's worthwhile to fast. But it could be, mikolzman, the oven is not nigmar. So, the zichre pgomim that he has, that is mechaser the kedusha. That means if he did an aveire, so the avera is metame, the tumas oven. Agavuche, the zeruah says amuyim dekechidish. The zeruah says about tshuva she have to go to the mikveh. As is the zeruah, because an oven is metame. Heref kapseini miavoyne. You need kibbutz. So al koponim. So could be even though. The Erzeruah says with a hero tshuva, he's a tzaddik. That's a tzaddik. But could still be he's a pogum also. Could be he's a tomei. Could be tzaddik and tomei is no stira. He did pulis, these pulis that he had done. There's something happened to him. This he's a pogum because of the averis. Fakert, the yesurim, shalemailo will be memarik, the oven will be goimer, the kapore, that'll be get rid of the oven. Because man, the oven wasn't taken care of, so L'chayre felt in Kedushas Yisrael. He's a tzaddik, but not a kodesh. So that's why he's called L'chayre, that's the Ivrim the Gemara, according to Rashi. He's called a kodesh because that means with the tzaymois, with the tanesim, he becomes the skadish. That means the oven becomes the pgam of the oven. The stomach is nostalgic from him. Now, we have to understand, so, be'emesin, lule divrei Rashi, I don't know if anyone learns not like Rashi, Maybe the Ritzvotak seems to say that like Rashi. Lulei Divrei Rashi, we'd learn this Gemara. The Gemara says that a Yoishev B'tainis is called a Kaddish. So a person would say, no, a Kaddish, what does that mean? He's a Kaddish? So say the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. The Ramban says in the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, the Purushim Tiyu, that together of Kedusha is a person. Theoretically, it could be a novel, b'shus ha-toyre, it could be shotuf, b'achilas bothar, ishtiyas yayin, and he'd be shotuf b'zimel, have 20 noshim, and he's everything, the meat is glat kosher, the wine is glat kosher, he's a zoylo b'soyve, and he's a novel, b'shus ha-toyre. So the Torah said, kadoshim to you, prushim to you, a person should be poirish for moisles. And that's why he says a Nazir is called a Kaddish, because he's Poirish Minayayim. So we would learn our Gemara, Lulei Divrei Rashi, we would learn our Gemara is called a Kaddish, he's Poirish, he's a bigger, a Nazir is Poirish Minayayim, he's Poirish, he's in Gansen. I saw in Svalmans brought down a person, the Kafachayim Taka brings down a person who doesn't eat in that day, Zabachin of Amalach, he's not so Megushim. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say this pshat. Rashi says he's a Kaddish. Rashi says with avoinis. So how did Rabbi Lezer learn this out from a Nazir? A Nazir is also the same parsha. He's learning it out from a Nazir. A Kavuchayim of a Nazir. Madach a Nazir. A Nazir was only Perish from one thing. He's a Kaddish. He was Perish from everything. So we're speaking about L'chayra, a Kedusha of Silik avoinis. So what's with a Nazir? What the Nazir is also Masalik Avoinis. I mean, we mentioned before the Rabbeinu Yonah says, when the Rabbeinu Yonah speaks about the Eitzah of Atzolah Min HaYisurim, so he says, V'chein Yosim B'mokim Yisurim Tzoymois V'taniyois U'miniyas Nafshim Min HaTanugim. So that's also a type of a Tainis. So maybe that Takim Shatan a Nazir also according to Rashi. Another is called a Kaddish by Minias HaTanugim. He's not drinking wine. So Mamela, that's also a mean tainus. It's a tainus from the tainig of wine. If the Raivet, the Rabbeinu Yoni brings down the Raivet, that the Raivet says, the Magnavron brings this down, that Bemtzachilosoi, a person, Betoikev Tavosi, he wants to eat another 10 bites and he stops. So Bechol Sudehi, that's called a tainus. That's equivalent to a tainus. So we see there is a tainus of minias tanugim, a full of lavdach of minias macholas. So lechayre, we have to say, according to Rashi, that this kodesh of a nazir is lechayre also the same type of a kodesh. We're learning out one from the other. That it's also a kodesh, because his averus become, it's also a gemar kapor, it's a mirik oven, and this is a tainus of tanugim. And in the koskin of a person is a misane from everything. Omar Shmuel, let us see Taisvitz. Kola Yeshev betainis nikra chayte. But Shmuel holds he's a chayte. Bekosher domrinim beperek achayvil. Achayvil ba'at mei rashoi. A person is permitted to be chayvel himself. This lashon in the Gemara is not exactly the way Taisa brings it down. But upon them, there is such a mashmois in the Gemara that it's a reshus to be yoshev betaynis. A person is permitted to be yoshev betaynis. Alme mashme the Shmuel kama. The Yeshiv Betainis Lenikra Chayte. He's not a Chayte. And here he says he's a Chayte. So it's a Stir and Shmuel. B'yeshloimer, the Vadei have a Chayte. Is it a Chayte? K'demrin and Hoche. Mikal Bochayme Minozer. Oma Nozer Shleitzirats Me'elo Miyayin. Avo Mikol Mokim. A Mitzvah Shuhu Oise. Hatainis. Godu Yoise Min Avere. Mimashu Mitzayr Navshay. That means that there are two things, and one is mevatel the other. When he's mekabel tainis, when he's a nozir, He's doing a mitzvah. And that mitzvah is greater than the chet of being mitzayel nafshe. The mitzvah linda, kedemrin en aray yisayte bit kulkula, yazer atzmi min hayayin. Umikol mokim yesh ktas chet, but it's a chet also. That means one, that there's a mitzvah of Naziris, yazer atzmi min hayayin, it's very important, but he should realize he's doing something wrong also. He's being chot al hanefesh, he's doing something wrong. So Taisa says, where do we see such a inyan that it's a mitzvah and a chet, it's a modern combination. So Taisa says, midava mes'an etaynes chaloyim b'shabbos, tekoyrim gzardinoi, nifroim imenu taynes shel shabbos, that he had a cholam ro, so tekoyrim gzardinoi, and va'afal pikein, nifroim imenu Taina shel Shabbos, but he didn't have it. It's mabatalay nek Shabbos. Umayta kante leisiv tainisa the tainisa. He has the first Sunday. He has the first Sunday to be mesakin the chet that is mabatalay nek Shabbos. Now there's a very geshmaka ha'ore from the Gvuras Ari on this Taisvus. The Gvuras Ari asks. The dimion of Taisvis and Medama are Nozir, called Misane, the Misane B'Shabbos, he says, there's a tremendous difference between these cases. He says, for example, the Torah says that, there's a smichis of Olesilba Shatnes Gdilim Pasalacho. So we learn out that if a person is a beged shal pishtan and he has chaylis, gdilim tas halacha. There's a lovely silba shatnis. Gdilim tas halacha. You should make tzitzis. What do we say? We say esadei chaloisasa. You put on tzitzis. Now, does someone say, you know, you're wearing tzitzis, but you know there's a you're wearing shatnis also. But the mitzvah is bigger than the aveira. But you're doing this both. Or still by shatnez. You're doing it aveira. He says, if the Torah tells you to wear tzitzis, so the Torah tells you should do it. The Torah tells you should do it, so that means there's no aveira. Where did Chazal get Esther Deichaloi Sasa? That's the mechanics. But the mekor is because the Torah says, dilim tasalacha. I had shatnez, so the Torah tells you, even though it's shatnez, you should do it. If the Torah says, that he says, if Misha Roy is Saita Bil Kukula Yazer Atzme Minayayim, beg the Rabbi Nishol, Yazer Atzme, but now I won't be drinking wine. That's what I'm telling you, you should do. So that's the mitzvah, there's no aver in that. A person will say, there's a mitzvah to fast Yom Kippur, but no. Listen, there's a mitzvah to fast, but you're a chayte also. Come on in the slot. That, the Torah says, a mitzvah. Where do we find such a musik? Here the cholim and Shabbos are two different inyonim. A person has a bad cholim, there's an inyon, a tainus, is mabatul the cholim. It's kereyat exardin of the cholim. Shabbos, there's a mitzvah oinik Shabbos. Now there's a conflict in interests over here. Now there's a conflict. A labaisa, I had a bad cholim, so he's supposed to, no, you have to get rid of a cholim, you're fast. But it's a problem. It's Shabbos. Shabbos is a mitzvah voynik. Oh, now I have a problem, Takis. Now I have to weigh your priorities. You think of being mevat loynik Shabbos. There's no shayla about it. I mean, this is loynik Shabbos. And all is it kedai to be mevat loynik Shabbos to be mevat the cholam ro? Yes. So there is priorities. So, but lemaisa, you mevat loynik Shabbos. So lemaisa, so you have to meis of tainis l'tanisa. You have to take that. So there it's an aveira. I mean, but over here, if that's the rotzen of the Torah, God, it's very interesting. Torah just makes a dimyon. That's he has a whole different shot, the Gemara Sari. But this is her aura on Torah. Me Torah is medame. A person, according to Shmuel, a person who fasts. To a person who fasts on Shabbos. So that means he's doing something wrong. He's a chayte. No Shabbos, he's a chayte. But the mitzvah is bigger. But he's a chayte also, the chayte. So lachayre, in the dimin of Taisvis, let us understand. The Gemara says that if a person had a bet cholam, he fasted on Shabbos. They did an avla. It was mabatel in the Shabbos. So that avla doesn't float away. He has to be misakin that avla. How's he misakin that avla? He fasts Sunday. Now, according to Shmuel, how does this work? What does he accomplish by fasting Sunday? I mean, he's a chayte. What does he? I mean, in Bechlal, he was mabatel in the Shabbos. Now, what? So in every tainus there's a chet. I mean, we see in the demyonis, it's very interesting. In the demyonis of Taisvis, let's say he was on Vatalonic Shabbos, so he has to be misakin that. He has to fast Sunday. Another was a chaytay, so he brings a kol. I mean, the chet doesn't disintegrate. It's not bottled in miyutai. So he's a chaytay. It's an Indian, but he's a chaytay. You won't call him a kaddish, you'll call him a chaytay. Allowed to do it. Perhaps he should do it. But he's a chayte. So l'chayre, if Taisvah says, a mitzvah shuwaisa hatainis godo yais men avere. But he did an avere. So what is misakin this avere? I mean, by a tainis b'shabbos, he fasts another tainis. By a nozer, he brings a korban. And when a person is misana, what is misakin this avere? So this stomach goes the tiny, it's just like it's machapa the other veras, it's machapa this avera also. As if the Pesachki come, and it's like, but it's a very, very interesting cheshbin that Taisvi says over here, that it's an avera, and a mitzvah. The mitzvah is bigger than avera, but that doesn't make it ois avera. Fragte Gemara weiter, umiyama Rabbi Loza Hochi. Did Rabbi Loza say that he's a kodesh, but umar Rabbi Loza, La'olam yimaid adam atzmai, ki lo kaddish shari b'seich meyo. Shenema bekir b'cha kaddish v'lay ovi b'ir. So Rashi says, ki lo kaddish shari b'seich meyo. Ki ilu kol meyo kaddish, his me'ayim a kaddish, for osu lakrishon. You're not allowed to be makrishit. Someone says, like, it's Kodesh, it's a double shot Kodesh, you makrish a kolben, you makrish a double shot Bekdusha. Mashmecha bekirbecha Kodesh kloima, the osel is anois. You're not allowed to fast this Kdusha, you makrish them. Bekirbecha Kodesh, reisha de kro kodorish. Now, I think the Emshech and Taisvis is, Bishadrashi, Bishvil, but that's a drash, that's a remes maybe. That's not part of the call. Now, Taisach was saying the emes of Shabbos. Yul shekodesh shori b'tzah, layovi b'ir shomaylach, evne yirushalayim shalmata, remiz ba'almahu on the reish of the call. The posh of Shabbos, the rabbi shalom going to yirushalayim shalmaylach till there'll be the tikkun in yirushalayim shalmata. Al-Koponim, Rabbi Lozo said that one is not permitted to fast because b'kir b'chokodesh, your makrish adover shabakdusha. Loikashe, hode motzi litzurei nafshe, hode loi motzi litzurei nafshe. That means like this. When did he say he's a kodosh? If motzi litzurei nafshe, then he's a kodosh. If loi motzi litzurei nafshe, then he's not allowed to fast. That's bekir b'chol kodosh. Hode motzi mitzair nafshe, sheyochel lizbel hatainis, Bishapri HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a Kaddish. Av Mishan HaYochel is Hanes, Nikra Choyte. Now I'd like to elaborate on this Nekuda also. What does this mean? Motzi Litzurei Nafshe, Rashi says, Yochel Lizbel HaTainis. What does this mean exactly? Again, I'd like to say over a lotion of the Igeres Hatshuva from the Balatanya. The Balatanya in Igeres Hatshuva says as follows. Mi she ribui hatsoimais mazik loy. Fasting a lot is mazik. She efshesh yuchu lovoi lidei choyli. He might get sick. Oy meichush. Chas v'sholom. Osa loy lahar bis betaniyus. אלא כפי אשר ישאר בנפשוי שבוודאי לא יזיק לו כלל. That means he is only permitted to fast if he knows clear it won't be mazik him. בימי התנועים והמירועים לא יהיו מסענים אלא הבריאים דמוצוי לצעורי נפשי. And he says, the also la harbe tainis afil a krisis of Mrs. Besden in the mosel tsuy nam she nikra khoyte va afil mis an ala vere she beyod. That's what the Balatanya says. So la mosel tsuy nam she means yoch lovely de khoyli ay mechish, and I think that is pshat in Rashi. Rashi said, we'll see, Rashi later says the same Loshen, Kilo Kodesh, Shorei B'Sech Meiv, Kilo Kol Meiv Kodesh, Ba'osa Lahakrishon. He's not allowed to be Makrish. Makrish means that he's doing something detrimental to the Meiayim. In the Emerson, in Shulchan Aruch, we pass it like Rabbi Loza, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, he's not healthy. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umachlish keichaysof." That means also it does something to umachlish keichaysof. The Kaf HaChaim says on this halacha, if he's not leimotzi tzuri nafshi, also lachbar ba'atzmo. You're not allowed to be choyvel yourself. The gam bitl mitzvah, the mitzvah gedoyla lahavrois gufoi mikol choyli. It's a mitzvah to make sure that a person should be healthy, he should not be sick. Va'oisik b'mitzvahu. So when he's eating, he's oisik b'mitzvah lahavrois gufoi. Upotol mishar mitzvah sasei, v'chol shkein mitainis. So motzi l'tzu'urei nafshei means, and we'll see later, motzi l'tzu'urei nafshei means, that the day he's fasting, he's weak, his head doesn't work so good, could be he has a headache, but after the tainus, the leap, he didn't get sick. He didn't get sick from that. That's called motzi l'tzuri nafshi. Vashteitzach, when he doesn't eat, he doesn't have any nutrition, he's not the same. But that doesn't mean lo motzi l'tzuri nafshi. Lemotzi l'tzuri nafshei means that he'll get sick, he'll be mazikim. That is what our Gemara is speaking about. And Taisus Daf Chobeza Medbeis explains the machlokes of Rabbi Lozor. Now we have a machlokes Rabbi Lozor in Shmuel. If a person is misane, is he a kodesh or a choite? So Taisus Daf Chobeza Medbeis says the machlokes is by motzi l'tzu'urei nafshei. That's the machlokes. If it's motzi l'tzu'urei nafshei, so memeila, that means he won't get sick from it. So on this person, Rabbi Loza called him a kodesh, and Shmuel said that he's a chayte, because today when he's not eating, good, he'll be healthy tomorrow. But today he's weakening himself, he doesn't feel well. So that alone is called a chayti. That is the machloikis. That's what Taisa says, Daf Chabezim at Beis. Rabbi Kevei Gatzeichen Zetsu. Taisa says, the machloikis bepirkin delelim nikra chayte nikra kodish tamayroi pligi bemotzi litzurei nafshi. But motzi litzurei nafshi, about this chalishis that he has bishas the tainis, this chalishis is a machloikis, is he a kodesh or a chayti for this chalishis. But it's motzi l'tzurei nafshi, that means he can be tzoyvel, he does not get sick from these tanaisim. That is the machloikis. Agav uche, dachsim et zapele, the Orcha Shulchan and Sementakai and Aleph says, when he speaks about the dinim of tanaisim, so he says, the machloikis and the gemore, in Tainis, Chad Oma Nikra Kodesh, V'chad Oma Nikra Choyte, V'eilu V'eilu Divri Lekim Chayim, Devadim Yochel Izbel, Nikra Kodesh, V'om Lav Sheni Bor V'chozak, Nikra Choyte, as is it all Chashulchan. That's the Chir, Mamish, Pakel from Taisus. Taisus says, Klo, Tav Chobezim Et Bezim, Pakel, that's the whole Machloikis. The Machloikis is Motzi Litzu Urei Nafshe. Now I'd like to say over a sach which is Mr. Brula brings this down la loche from the Mogen Avron. I don't know if the Balatanya is chaylik on this. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mechaba paskins as follows, Ayeshev betaynis, im yochel izbel atayniz, ikra kodosh, ve'im lav, kegoyin shein ebori, v'chozok, ikra choytei. So Mechaba paskins like Rabbi Loza. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains this aloha as follows, Nikra kodosh, why is he a kodesh? Shemitoich kach mismalkin avinoisov bishvil shemisana. Now, so fine, that's Rashi, brings on our Rashi. Now it says, v'im lav, but if he can't, kagayin she'ein ebori, so he's a choyte. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, v'loi mayri ba'avoynes hayiduyim ha'mevur berekeyach u'bekisvei harizal, kame yomim tzorich lis'anis aleyim, to beset zoich lisanes afilu loy motzi litzurei nafshe. A moiridik ezach. That if they said you need pay dollar tanesim, so does whatever he says, that he says. And that's the chmer dolom this is, because, I mean, if this is, there's an oynish of misa bidei shamayim. So you'll say, no, listen, but I have a way to prevent the misa bidei shamayim, he'll fast his tanesim and he'll get shvach. He'll take be a cholosh. Well, it's still better than the Misa Bidei Shemayim. Afilu loy motzi litzuri nafshe. Elo mayri kshemisane mishum tshuve al avoynish odam dosh bakeimov. So he says, pshat, ma'ar gemore. What Rashi says, shemismalken avinoysov, is that we don't have a Kabbalah, he needs so many Averis. Speaking about Averis, Sha'odam Dosh Bakeva, the Vesach Nish, what Averis he did, the Dosh Bakeva of Averis, on those Averis he's doing Tshuva, and that is a Yedder of Leimotzel Tzurin Apshin. Agavuche, There's another eitze. V'riisi kosu b'sefer echot shodom roitzer lisnadev tainis tev yoshe shekabel tainis min adibur mima shekabel olo min anachilem ki mimenu lo yir lo inesek lo ybegupoi v'lo ybenishmosev lo yechlosh ha'idei ze chein ze kosov ha'gro b'igautoi shetzoich odom liyaser atzmoi lo ybetainis v'sigupim kim beresen piv u'betai voisov v'zehu ha'tshuve. So al kaponim heistis on this bit of Nikra Choyte, which he said, Abba Kaponim, and their Tanaisim, that doesn't help, is not called the Nikra Choyte. And that is an Eitzah of, we mentioned the Benyayin also, and this is the Raivit, that a person should be Moshech Mita Voisov, or Res and Piva Taibis, that's the Goyin also. And here in Sha'aretzion he says that's what he said, that for these avoynes afilu remotely tzuri nafshe is mechui he should defesh mikomokim dakimein bozach shash sakone das bevadi eini rashoy shash sakone then is not allowed. Now let us go a little further. So the Gemara says further. Reish Lakish Omar Nikra Chosid. Reish Lakish says it's called a Chosid. Shenema Goymel Nafshe Ish Chesed. Voicher She'eroi Achso. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says Nikra Chosid. Hamisane. Tersiv Goymel Nafshe Ish Chesed. Now how does that mean? So goyimel is a loshen mafrish atzmei mimachal u'mishteh, kemoi biyoy migomel es Yitzchok. So that's called, he's weaning himself away from machal u'mishte. That's called a chosid, goimel. If he's a goimel from achilashti, his nafshi is chosid. Yeah. K'mrei b'yomi gomos yitzhak b'noi. Inami goimel loshen tagmul. Shemashlim nafshe l'kainoi. V'oicher she'eiroi ha'mis'ane u'makrish b'soroi. Nikra achzo. So, by Emerson, there's a shekelach problem over here. Where Rashi says, Pshat and Reish Lakish, the beginning of the Pasuk says, Goimel Nafshoi Ish Chesed, a person who's Mis'ane, that's called, he's a Ish Chesed, he's a Chosid, V'oiche Sheiroi, Mis'ane, Makish Pesori, Nikra Achzo. So, it's Tira the Reish to the Pasuk, the Seif of the Pasuk. So, the Gvur Sari says, that Reish Lakish holds a Kabbalozo, and the Sefer is speaking about Loimotzi Litzurei Nafshei, and that's why Rashi Takeh says, Umakrish Besorei, like Rashi said before, Lakrishon, that there means Takeh, he's being Mazik himself. So such a person is an Achzo. But if it's Motzi Litzurei Nafshei, Nispayosh Machiloshtiyah, this person is a Chosid. Now let us see the Gemara further. The Gemara says further, now the Seder of our Gemara is very not Mesudadik, so let us say over, this is how the Gvura Sari says the Seder should be. Omar Reish Lakish, in Talmud Chochem, Rashoi Leishev V'tainis, Mimnei Shememayit B'mleche Shemayim. Now Talmud Chochem is not permitted to fast, Mimnei Shemayit B'mleche Shemayim. Zot Rashi, Shememayit B'mleche Shemayim, that's, we see, that's how Rashi had the Gil, so this is the next Maimah. Choloshu ve'ena yochel lirmoit. He's weak and he can't learn. So what is Reish Lakish saying? So he had the same Reish Lakish that said a minute ago that he's a chosid, nikra chosid, goymol nafshoi ish chosid, am is ane. So goymol nafshoi ish chesed. He's that's duga chesed. He's a chosid, but from this vegim, he's a talmud chacham. Is ain't Talmud Chochem Asher Leishev Ashmai B'mlech Shemai. He's not allowed to do it. That means even though he's doing a gewaldike zach, it's gewaldike tikkunim he's doing, he's memarik as avoynis, he's a chosid, more than a kodesh, he's a chosid. Afal pikein, but the lamaisa, there's a price he's paying, he's memarik b'limudai. That means we are speaking about a Talmud Chochem was motzi mitzuri nafshe. The day after the Tainus, he won't be sick, but this day, Al-Kolchach, he's a Cholosh. Al-Kolchach, he's a Cholosh. So, Memele, so, learning with Achalishis, so, it's not Veini Ochalum, but it's not the same learning. So, Memele, so, he's not allowed to. Ain't Talmud Chochem Rashoi Leishig B'Tainus. Now, L'chaire, we have to understand that all these Tanaisim that we were speaking about, Rashi said, he wants, she is Malko Avinoiso, he has a virus and he wants to get rid of them. So, what does the Talmud Chochem do? I mean, what would do his Averis? I mean, he's not allowed to. So, I mean, but what would his Averis? So, Bemison, Rabbeinu Yoyne, and Shari Tshuve, Shar Dalet, Oishid Aleph, says as follows. We mentioned before, the whole Inyan of these Tanaisim is, it's Megim in Ayisurim, Sukumtam Yisurim, and with the Tainus, he's Megim in Yisurim. Umibeis ponim togin olav hatorim in Yisurim. So Rabbeinu Yoyne has a whole arichas, what does one do, is oivachai v'krisis, that the Yisurim in Malkim, so what should one do? So he says that Torah is megim in a Yisurim, and he explains two reasons. One reason he says, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And number two, ki yoshis amoloi b'Torah v'tivchei boi, v'ashatidat shnosoi me'enov, Yala b'mokim Yisurim. So he says he has different Yisurim. The Yisurim of Amelis B'Torah, and the Tirche, and the Nidut Sheine, and Torah is called Toshiyah, Shemateshes Koichei Shalodom.
So these Yisurim are b'mokim painis. So that means that he'll get, his avoinis will be taken care of with these Yisurim. Now, the first Eitzah of the first Lesvor of the Rabbeinu Yain, I don't understand. He says, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Now, I don't understand. That's wonderful, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is shokel k'neged all mitzvahs, but unless he means it, so it's it has the milus of Tainasim also. Maybe that's what he means. I mean, if it's k'neged kulam, so whatever a Tainas can accomplish, you have to know so Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, maybe that's what he means. I mean, the Sefri says on the Posek Yisairim Aleideshe, so the Sefri says that Torah is like the Shnei HaSeirim. So there you see that the Shnei HaSeirim were Machaper and Kolavayne Sheboilam. So it could be that's what he means. Keneged Kulam, he means, so what any mitzvah can accomplish with Kaporas Avoynes is Talmud Torah has it plus. So that's why, that's what he's saying, the Eitzah, Of that's how the Talmud Chosu. So Mamel is not allowed to do this. Now he's going to be Mamayit Balima Da Torah. Now let's go back to the Gemara we skipped. Omar Rav Sheshes, Haibar Beirav the Yosef Betanisa Talmud Chochem. That is Yosef Betanis Leichel Kalbe L'Sheirusei. So Alev should eat his Sudeh. What does Rashi say? Sherusei sudosoi. Kalbe leichol sudosoi. Lekach hamisane, a Talmud Chochem that fast, ene moyoloi. Ela kemi she misane, mine she ein loi mayoichal. It's just like he's fasting and he doesn't have what to eat. So then that is not called a tainis, which is machaper. So here, they will come back to that, just like a caliph ate up his suda, he'll kach misana ain't a moyoloi. Look, a mission san mishain le mayoichal. Now, lechere, I don't know, but lechere bossy, that lechere Rashi is saying in Rav Sheshes, ha misana ain't a moyoloi. Now, lechere, we have to understand this. Lechere, a person, we learned that the Indian of a tainis, that is an Indian of tzaim, and that's the Yisurim that he's mekabel. It's, so somehow it's memarik, the Yisurim that comes min Hashemai. Now, if you would ask us, a person who's a Talmud Chochem, Nijoshe betainis, he doesn't learn so much. That's true, he doesn't learn so much. Now, you'll ask us a Shaila, But did the tainis do something? I mean, there's a cheshbon. The tainis is memarik avoynis. That's, there's such a seder. How could Rashi say, Rashi says it in Rav Sheshes. Rashi says this person fast, hamesana ain't a moyla. He doesn't get anything with the tainis. If you'll say there's a tainan bitl toire, good, that's a cheshbon. But to say ain't a moyla, I mean, lechere, how do we understand this? The only way I can understand it, and I don't know if this is true, but I think because it's a mitzvah above Avere, so he loses the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of tainis, there's a mitzvah of Divrei Kabbalah, of Yoel said, the Shuvu, Tzaymu, there's a mitzvah of tainis. But here it's a mitzvah above Avere, since your tainis brings with it bitul Torah, so it doesn't work anything. And Lule de Mistafina, I would say, could be this Amachloikis, Rav Sheshes, and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Reish Lakish said that ain't Talmud Chochem Rashoi Leishe B'Taimus. He's not allowed to. That means if he did it, he's a Yoishe B'Taimus, but he did the wrong thing. If it's a mitzvah b'aveir, I don't know if it's a mitzvah b'aveir. It's ain't a Rashoi. It's not the right thing to do. They take everything into consideration. Ain't a Rashoi. He shouldn't have done it. But Lemais, if he did it, he has a Taimus, but he did wrong. And just like we had, if we had in Shmuel, that Shmuel says you can be a chayt and he did a big mitzvah, so lachayres it could be according to Reish Lakish, he's not allowed to fast if he's a Talmud Chochem, but he had a tainis. But that's something that is a machloikis, Reish Lakish, Rehioni said, ain't a rashoi. He said it's just like a dog ate up to suit, there's nothing. That's what Rav Sheshes was moise. And Rav Sheshes had his dog is up, Ibn Reish Lakish. It's very modern over here, how it comes to a dog eating up the suda. the beer I understood the most, I don't know if he says it completely, but I think that's more or less what the Ben Yoyada means. Ben Yoyada says as follows. The Gemara says that that the Rabbeinu Shleilam knows that a dog has problems, that a dog has very little food. So Memele, so the Rabbeinu Shleilam made that he shouldn't digest this food. That means it takes 3 days for a dog to digest this food. The Gemara says in Shabbos Yedea Kadosh Baruch Hu Bekelev Shemezeinoisav Mo'otim. Lefikach shoyach ilosei b'meyev gimul yomim. So mameila, so that was the chesed b'en shalom did with the dog. So a dog eats 1 day and he fasts for 2 days. That's what a dog does. And as I say, if the gemach the tev of a dog, he can do it. Now, this Talmud Chacham is doing what a dog usually does. I mean, he's also eating 1 day and fasting 2 days. He's doing the same thing like a dog. So the Gemara says, so listen, if you want to be, you want to take over the dog's anogas, let the dog take over your anogas. So leichol sherusi, let the dog eat your suda, you have a suda. So theoretically, you should eat the suda, and you should learn. You want to feel zich be a dog, so let the dog eat. So you're taking over the dog's anogas, so leichol sherusi, let the dog eat your suda. Yeah. Now let us see Taisvis. Taisva says, Ki'ilu Kadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki'ilu Kadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shorei B'Soich Meyav, Ayodik Eloshin, Trabayin Shalom Shorei B'Soich Meyav, Va'osa La'Krisha. She's not allowed to be Makrish to Me'ayim. Va'oma La'el Shenikra Kadosh, Kloima, Shayyoshev betainis nikra kodesh, and he is safe akel, also la krisha, mishani loikasha. Goimel nafshoi, perish she goimel chesed le nafshoi, she einoi misane, nikra chosid. Now, there's a big machlokes Rashi in Taisvis. Taisvis has punk vakert in Rashi. Taisvis has pshat in Resh Lakish, that Resh Lakish, not Resh Lakish, hoza kabalozo, Goimel nafshay ish chosid, perish a goimel chesed le nafshay, she'enei misane. He does chesed nafshay misane, nikra chosid, faket. He wants to make sure that the body should have what to eat, so that's cool. He's a goimel chesed le nafshay. That's how Taisus learns Pshat Meresh Lakish. Zok the Gvura Sari, that, why did Taisus learn like this? Because Taisus had a problem, what do you do with the Sefer Dekra? Boichish ere yachso. The Sefer Dekra says that a person who's oichesh eira, he punishes himself. He's an aksos. So how could you say that he's a chesed for fasting? So Rashi, we found this matzvot tzuri le matzvot tzuri. Taisus didn't learn like that. Taisus learned talking about the same type of person. So fakertz, a person who's goimel chesed. If a person is doesn't fast, he's goimel chesed. A person who does fast, he's an achzor. That's how Taisus learned pshat. Frek the Gvura Sari, he says, Abba Rabzei, he has a problem. He says, Resh Lakish said later, the same Resh Lakish, here Resh Lakish says he's a chosid. So Resh Lakish said that a person who does not fast is a chosid. A person who does fast is an achzor. That's what Resh Lakish said according to Taisus. Later we said, Omer Resh Lakish in Talmud Chochem Rashoi Leishev B'tainis. Talmud Chochem is not allowed to be Leishev B'tainis. We might be Melech HaShemayim. Frekta Gvura Sari, according to Taisus, an Amoritz is also not allowed to be Leishev B'tainis. He's an achzor. Oicher B'sheiroi achzor. That's the Gvura Sari's Kasha and Taisus. I don't know, my shvager wanted a taine that there's an achzor and there's an iser. That means the pasuk is only telling us, these are Indian in midas. A person who takes care of the goof, he's a chosid, he's a chesed. A person who punishes his goof, his metzair his goof, he's an achzor. That's what he is. It's, but there's no iser. Here, Resh Lakish wanted to say, ain't Talmud Chochem besides being an Achzor. So he's an Achzor, but there's a new din. That's what the Pasuk says in Achzor. in Talmud Chochem, Rashoi Leishe, Vitainis Meshe, Mamayit, Vemlecha Shemayim. There's an Isser of Bittel Teir over here. That's what Reish Lakish was Moisef on before. Now, we go back to the middle member, also Shaloike Seder over here, and we see from Rashi, this was the true Seder. Omar Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba Ein Tainis Sibur Bebovel Ela Tisha Bov Bilvav. That there's no Tainis Sibur Bebovel Ela Tisha Bov. So Rashi says, Ein Tainis Sibur Bebovel Inyin Isurei Chumrei Tainis Omar Rabbi Yirmiya Lemilse. Shei Noigim Boi A Tainis Sibur Shei Noigim Boi Kein Avelis Shei Oichlim Mi Boi Yoim Pasurim Benilas Asandu. So that means the Isurim and the Isofim of Nilas Asando, the Chumre of being Mapsik, that the Yilati have to be Perish from Achila Mibalayla, so that's all that applies by a Tainas Sibur, and this Chayma of Tainas Sibur is non-existent in Babel. And the only, where do you have such a Tainas? That's Tisha B'Av, but there's no Tainas Sibur which has these chumres of Mibayyoyim and Nilus HaSandal. Now what does Taisu say? Ein Taina Sibu Bebovel, Ela Tisha Bov Bilvad, Perish Oilem Har Beit Shomim. So Taisu says Pshat, there's a Rashi later that says the same Pshat, the Rashi Psochem Dachsim says this Pshat, that because the whole musig of a Taina Sibu was Dafke in Eretz Yisrael, where there was a dire need for gshamim, so then if it yod gshamim after the first two sets of tanesim, so mamela they had to make a tiny sibul with these chumras. But in Bavel there never was such a dire need for gshamim, so mamela so that's why there's no tiny sibul in Bavel. Now there's a moiridike ran, at the end of the perik, the ran asks on Facebook. So he says, it's good, so that's by Kshomim. By Kshomim, there's no Tainas Sibur, because Bubble never is in a desperate need of Kshomim. But it says there's other things that they made a Tainas Sibur for. There was a Deva and a Pailas. There were other Tzoras that they made a Tainas Sibur. That could occur in Bubble also. So why isn't there a Tainas Sibur in Bubble? That's the Ran's Kasha and Taisvis. The Han Lamaise brings down a very chashev teretz from the different Mahalach. He brings down from the Ramban. The Ramban says Pshat Ma Gemara, not like Taisvis. The Ramban says as follows. The Ramban says that there's in Eretz Yisrael there was smuchim. In Bavel there was no smuchim. It was only a Nossi in Eretz Yisrael, not in Babel. Babel didn't have a Nossi, because there was no Smicha in Babel. So he says, there's two types of Tanesim. There's a Tainis that the Nossi was Geyser. That the Nossi was Geyser, and he brings later Gemara, that the Nossi was Geyser, a Tainis once, and Rabbi Yechner Reish Lakish didn't know about it, so Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yechner, no, I wasn't Mekabel Tainis. He said, you don't have to be Mekabel Tainis. The Nossi is Geyser, so that creates a chi of tainus on the tzibur. So he says that is called a tainus tzibur. That the Nossi is Geyser that the tzibur should fast. Masha Enken in Bovel, there was no Lavdafke Bovel, all over, where there's no smuchim, there's no Nossi. So Memela, so everyone has to be Mekabel tainus. So that's called a tainus tzibur. That you have 2,000 yechidim, 200,000 yechidim. That's a tainus yochid. A tainus yochid, you don't have these chumras. So then he asks Akasha, no, but what if the Nossi was Geyser, the Nossi in Eretz Yisrael was Geyser and Bavel? So then you have Eitra tainus tzibur. So he says there was never a need to make such a widespread tainus. So therefore, that is Pshat Na Gemore, that ain't Taina Sibur Ella Bebovel, because the Taina Sibur is Davka Tainus, which was created through the Xeris of the Nossi. That Tainus had these Chumres of Melochin and Nilsa Sandl, etc. And in Bovel, there's no Smuch.